Yusham Shvius, Paraktes, Halacha Gimel. Eichlan al Mufkar, Avaloy al Shamar. We're continuing our discussion of the din of beer, and the mitzvah of beer is that you're allowed to keep your produce until that type of product, let's say an apple, is not available anymore in your region. So the Mishnah says that you could eat as long as there's hefker, mufker is a way of saying hefker, as long as there's hefker produce available that animals can still get to, you can still keep eating that produce. You don't have to do beer yet. Avaloy al-shamar, but not if there's produce of that type just being watched, which Ruchan Kineski means that someone who's not keeping Shemitah is guarding his field and is not letting anybody in. So the fact that there are apples left in his field does not mean you're allowed to eat apples. If there are no more apples in Hefker, then the mitzvah beer says you have to be mafka what you have and make it available to everybody. And the fact that there are some available in a certain place where you can't get to them because someone's watching them, someone's improperly watching them, does not allow you, does make a difference, and you have to do beer. Rabbi Yisrael Afal Shomer, no, it's not true. And Rabbi Yisrael argues and says that as long as there are apples available, even if the apples are being watched by somebody, no one's allowed to have them, no one's allowed to get to them, no one can get to them, still there are apples available, and therefore you're allowed, you don't have to do beer yet. Then the Mishnah says, you can eat as long as there's produce available in the bird nest. That is to say, the birds took certain food. Let's say, in our case, they took apples and they put them up into the bird nest. You're allowed to eat as long as they're still available there. And the reason is because while there are some up there in the bird nest, there are animals who can get it. And as long as there are animals who can get it, that is to say, the birds who can get to that food, you're allowed to eat the rest of the food. It's still considered that it's available to the animals and you're not having beer yet. Followed Gifra or Diopra, which is it's a tree that makes double crops, like from it's a contradiction, a contraction, a du pri, a double pri. It makes two crops per year, and so this tree has two fruits. So even though the first of the crops is over, as long as they're still available from the second crop, you're allowed to eat it. So the first crop is over, but the fruit of this tree is not finished yet, and therefore you're allowed to. You do not have to do beer yet. Avaloy al hasistavonios, but not if you have a tree. A mouthful that says it's a type of grapes that makes regular grapes in the fall, in the summer, in the fall, and then it has a sistavonios. It has a winter crop also, but the winter crop is not grapes. It's something else that grows on this tree, similar to grapes, but it's not grapes. And so the fact that it grows that other crop does not allow you to eat the grapes. Once there's no more grapes left, it's over, and you're not allowed to do your chayv and beer. Rabbi Yehuda Matri Kozman Shebikru Ad Shichol HaKaitz. Rabbi Yehuda says that as long as the Shebikru, the new ones came out, actually Yichol HaKaitz, before the summer ones were finished, in other words, as long as the second crop came out before the first crop was over, then you're allowed to keep on eating and it's not chayv and beer. But if there would have been a break, and the first crop would have been completely finished, and the second crop hasn't come out yet, then you're not allowed to do, then it's considered the first crop is over, and you have to do beer. Okay, so then you want to say this. The beginning of the Mishnah had said that you could eat, the fact that there's available produce that's shomer is not a reason to allow you to not do beer. So the Mishnah says, Masisa de Rav Shimon. That Tanakam of our Mishnah, who says, if it's not available to, because it's locked up, you're not allowed to eat it, that's going to Rav Shimon, which is to say, that's Rav Shimon, who's Darish Tam of the Kra. Rav Shimon, who's the one who says, he looks into the logic of what the Torah says, and tries to understand it, and says that you can change the din based on our understanding of what Hashem had in mind. Which is to say, Ksiv. The Pasuk says, when I saw the Torah, there's a Pasuk that teaches us that we have to do beer. Now, the first we talk about, the Pasuk we're about to quote is not the Pasuk we mentioned a few Mishnahs ago. We mentioned a different Pasuk, a different source for the mitzvah of beer. But the order here says, the Pasuk is, when I saw the Torah, you should eat the tefua from the field, and we learn from there, as long as you eat in the sada, so it says eat it from the field, that is to say, you can keep eating it in your house as long as it is available in the field. In other words, you can only retain possession as long as there's some available in the fields. So as soon as there's no more left in the fields, you can't keep any more in your houses, you can't hold on to possession of it, you have to make it hefker. So that's what the Pasuk teaches, that there's a mitzvah of beer. My time to Reb Shimon. So what's the reason for Reb Shimon? My time, how does Reb Shimon understand what the reason for this is? And he says, If there's no more available, Hashem only wants you to eat it while there's some available out in the field. So even though in theory there are apples still in the field, since someone, Adar Shekhram, you who have made it, you, the person who's watching that field, have made it that no one can eat it, therefore you're not allowed to eat from the money from your house, because Reb Shimon is understanding that when the pasuk says don't eat it while it's available, while it's out in the field, it doesn't just mean black and white, if there's a bit, they're out in the field. There is out in the field. But it means is when there's out in the field that you could eat. And since this one, practically you can't eat it because someone's not letting you get into that field, therefore, there's no, you have to do beer. It's considered there's no more available. And then the Mishnah said, Echel Malta Fichin, you could eat it. What's in the bird nest? Masis and Rebesi, that part of the Mishnah that says you could eat what's in because there's some in the bird nest, that's considerable available to animals. That's like Rebesi, the Tani. We have a price that says, the Tanakhama of that price says, you can't eat just because there's food in the bird nest. In fact, this bird nest is not available to most animals, just available to those birds, that's considered not available. You can't eat based on the bird nest. There are some animals you can have, and that's considered good enough. So our Mishnah, who had said that as stam, that you can eat based on what's in the bird nest, is going to clinch basically. Rabbi Yehuda Matir calls man. Rabbi Yehuda said in the end of the Mishnah, you could eat calls man shabikra as long as the second crop came out before the first crop was finished up. Rabbi Yehuda said, "Havin saver memar mafligin Rabbi Yehuda." That's our argument. Mafligin Rabbi Yehuda v'rabbanan v'sis devanias. We understand that Yehuda is arguing. Yehuda says that you can eat it as long as the second crop came out the first one. He at least is saying that about Sistemonius. That was the grapes that had a grape crop in the fall and then some other kind of a crop in the winter, some kind of different product. We would have thought that Rabbi Yehuda is not arguing on that case. The Tana in our Mishnah said before in that Diofrin, the fact that this same tree has two of the same crops is enough to be matter until the second crop is completely finished. We would think Rabbi Yehuda does not argue on that, but that's what we would think. Rabbi Yehuda seems to only be arguing on the last case in the Mishnah, but that Ashkech Tanibal reminds us, we found in a Brisa, Rabbi Yehuda matter b'dufrin, Rabbi Yehuda is matter you to eat. B'dufrin means is you could eat from the first crop until the second one is finished. The heim shebikru actually cholakayitz, but even in that case, he requires that the second crop already came out before the first one was finished. So you see that Rabbi Yehuda, when he says his din, that the second crop has come out first, he didn't only say that in the case where it's two different types of things, like grapes and the secondary crop that comes out from that tree, but even if it's the same crop that comes again two times and the same crop from a tree, even so Rabbi Yehuda said that you can only eat the first crop if the first crop is still available, or if the second crop has already started to come out before the first one is used up. But if the first one is completely used up before the second one comes out, then it's chayv and beer, because that crop is considered to be over.